I'll just kind of talk quickly about California. It's a large landmass with a huge population, which would lead you to think that might be in the top few. Florida is an interesting example where it has had the most incidents of any state from 2005 to 2008, 4 years in a row. Although Florida was second to California in 2009, this year's report, California had 27, Florida had 16, a precipitous drop this year, or just a matter of a couple of months ago. Florida passed a hate crimes law, signed into law by Governor Crist. And I think there are a few things that really impacted that. The incidents really had a lot of attention by the media. I think both you and other media outlets really kept this out front. Florida legislature took this on 5 times in 4 years, keeping it in the public's attention. Also, the community launched an education project. We at the National Coalition for the Homeless have what's referred to as a FACES, or the Faces of Homelessness Speakers Bureau, and we started in 2007. In the past year, we've spoken 630 plus times to over 57,000 people throughout Florida about the issue of hate crimes. I think these are all really important expressions of hope for the state of Florida, where young people are now getting two messages. One, you can use homeless people as a source of entertainment. You can also use the issue of homelessness to make yourself better informed and consider these individuals to be worthy of your respect and dignity. So I think Florida is really rising to the challenge.
You say it's rising to the challenge, but you do say in your study that Florida is a good case study about the documented relationship between increased police action and the increasing numbers of hate crimes and violent acts against homeless people. What do you mean by that?
There's an overall national frustration with the issue of homelessness. We have, for the past 40 years, been trying to solve kind of this new American homelessness. We've had homelessness in this country since before we were a country, but there's a new form of homelessness that's been around for about 40 years, and I think a lot of Americans say we've invested time, we've invested our attention and our interest, and it's still with us. The numbers are still high. This is really frustrating. Why can't we do something about it? And that frustration manifests itself in many ways. And I think law enforcement is on the front line to really address this issue. And I think that for both legitimate reasons and illegitimate reasons, the police tend to have higher degrees of frustration, and they act on that. And sometimes there are examples of unacceptable behavior where we find cases where police officers, slit the tents of homeless people just out of aggression. But we also find examples where police officers, go out and make sure that homeless people are safe after a storm. So I don't want to paint law enforcement with a broad brush. There are examples, although it is a minority of law enforcement acting outside of appropriate behavior, not under the protect and serve umbrella. And in those cases, it really doesn't do anyone justice, and it certainly doesn't serve homeless individuals well.
And irrespective of police actions, also the laws and the ordinances of a certain region, you indicate, could give the message that criminalizing homelessness sends to the general public that they're not worthy of living in our city, you point out in the report.
Right. I compare this problem to to a plant, and instead of curing the plant by treating its roots and the roots would be housing and employment and health care. What you do is you basically pick off the fruit and you throw it against the wall. And, you know, of course the fruit is going to no longer be there, but you don't serve the community well. You don't solve the problem by simply making the top part of the plant disappear, because what will happen is that that plant will continue to bear poor fruit. So I think, you know, this analogy bears a strong comparison to the homeless. I think what we need to do is, instead of criminalizing homeless behavior and things that homeless people are kind of forced to do, and really opening up opportunity. So providing jobs that pay a living wage, affordable and accessible housing, and health care that's affordable as well.
Well, thanks. Those are my only questions. Is there anything else I should ask you?
I would just hope that your listeners have an opportunity to read this report. You know, I wouldn't ask people to necessarily agree with it, but I think reading it with an open mind, and we benefit from feedback from your listeners and your readers. If people would be willing to invest a little bit of time in giving us their feedback, that's always helpful.